David Bowie, Bing Crosby, Little Drummer Boy, Peace on Earth. Now, that's two great tastes that you wouldn't think belong together. When I think Bing Crosby, I don't think David Bowie.
No, but it works.
That was beautiful, yes. And it worked so well together. And, you know, food can be that way, too.
Okay, you've put this post on Facebook about your family recipe for chili.
Right, which it's won two awards.
And it looks good. It's different. You know, but we all, I think, if we've grown up eating chili, we all have a recipe that we like. But...
Well, like my stepdad and my mom, they do not put beans in their chili because he makes what he calls Texas chili. And Texas-style chili basically just looks like spicy spaghetti sauce. Huh. It's just meat and sauce and tomato base. There are no beans in it.
Well, some people like pasta in it. Some people don't.
Those people are wrong.
Growing up, mom would always make pasta, like elbow macaroni, separately. And so you add it.
Okay, that's fine.
Separate.
If you want to put it in there after, but don't cook it in the pot.
No, and we don't. But it's one of the accessories you can add afterwards. So, but one thing that we grew up, I didn't care for.
Okay, wait, back up one second. So when you make chili, it's not just, here's the chili, eat the bowl. You have things you add to it after.
Yes.
So you could make yourself like what we would normally call a Frito pie.
Mm-hmm.
Or cornbread and chili.
So whatever you want. I mean,
that's the base, and then you add to it.
Yeah, if you like want something else. Yeah, okay, if you want to add cheese to it, you put it on afterwards. Yeah. So it becomes your own. But growing up, I didn't like chili. But my mom has always made chili.
Sure.
Always. And so... we had to eat what was there. You know, we didn't get choices. So, but mom would always give us a loaf of bread and there'd be peanut butter on the table. And so I would have a peanut butter sandwich instead. I would always have to eat some of the chili.
Right.
And I would, but the peanut butter sandwich was my meal at that point.
I think peanut butter with chili is a universal thing. I remember first experiencing that at school in Oklahoma. They would give us chili pretty frequently in the wintertime.
Hmm.
And we always got a small bowl and half a peanut butter sandwich.
Interesting. Now, I don't remember having it in school.
Well, here's the funny part. I don't like to just eat a peanut butter sandwich. I like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yeah.
But I will only want a peanut butter sandwich only with chili. I wouldn't eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with chili.
But if there's chili, it's got to just be peanut butter.
Right.
My girls do that too. I still would do it. Jake?
I got a crazy question. Do you remember eating pizza at school as a kid? Did they serve it at your school cafeteria?
Yes. Yes, they did.
Was it rectangular?
On a count of three, let's all say what was always served with it. One, two, three.
Corn.
Oh, wow.
Why? Why was corn?
I grew up in Oklahoma. You were in Florida. You were here in Kentucky. Mm-hmm. And all of us got corn with pizza.
Did you get chocolate pudding also?
I don't remember. I just remember specifically the little square of corn.
Yeah, because we had those trays.
Yeah, the little trays, yeah.
Yeah.
And a little plastic container.
Yes.
Can I just say that I wish I could buy some school pizza? It was actually pretty good. There is a company that makes school pizza. It's the size of a cookie sheet. It's thin. It's got a small amount of sauce and cheese on it.
What is it about that school pizza?
It was pretty good.
It's so good. I mean, it was like great. You know, I mean, I would bring my lunch, but on pizza days, I was buying school lunch that day.
I wish I had a school pizza. I wonder if any of the schools around here make what we would call school pizza, or is it actually better than that?
Is it the same?
I don't
or
know.
Is it different? We need to know.
I want to
what
find out.
What do the schools
out.
Do?